Toll roads have been around as long as the nation. Today, those tolls are usually paid on multi-lane turnpikes, often with just the flash of an automated reader. Perhaps that's what makes the toll paid in Pittsfield, Illinois, so unusual. The payment was just a half cent, and it was to cross someone's yard. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. Harvest is complete, and many corn producers are already thinking about next year's crop. AgriGold knows farmers want high yields, advanced genetics, and proven traits, but it's pointless if you can't match the proper hybrid to your field. AgriGold simplifies the process and helps you find the perfect match for your corn acres. The giant, regional, and limited series hybrids have proven results, and there are options to fit every field. AgriGold's global breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists will help you grow more corn on every acre. Contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333. Or visit agrigold.com.
This holiday season, don't forget to stop by our online store at americancountryside.com. There you'll find Andrew's award-winning books like The Man Who Was President for a Day, Where Does Lost Luggage Go?, and Making Mountains Out of Molehills. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at americancountryside.com. While you're there, take a listen to some of your favorite American Countryside features and browse the scenic route, the new expanded version of the American Countryside. Give a slice of Americana this Christmas. Log on at AmericanCountryside.com.
Daniel Gilmer had a law office in Pittsfield, Illinois in the 1850s. He was a friend of Abraham Lincoln, and Lincoln would often come by Gilmer's residence. One day, Gilmer took his only daughter down to the old toll road that led to the town of Florence. She was inspired by what she saw.
They charged a fee to get through the toll road. So when Lincoln came the next day and went to visit the Gilmers for lunch, she charged him a toll.
Kathy Zimmerman says young Miss Gilmer was now collecting tolls from the future president to pass through her father's yard. She charged Lincoln a half cent.
He gladly paid it. Well, he went in and told Colonel Gilmer that he had a very enterprising young daughter, and he thought it was cute. Well, Colonel Gilmer was embarrassed that she had been charging people to come in the house. So he scolded her and made her give Mr. Lincoln back the half cent.
The Gilmer family has long remembered that story.
She said later in life that he was the kindest man she'd ever seen. He picked her up and gave her a kiss and said she could keep the half cent, even though her father told her she had to give it back.
If you live far from Pike County, you may not associate this area with Lincoln. But in reality, there are many sites in town with ties to the president.
We have more homes that Lincoln actually visited than any community in the United States. Former Congressman Paul Finley is the first one that made that claim. And then as we researched our homes and our ties to Lincoln to become part of the Looking for Lincoln Heritage Coalition, we documented that we do have more homes that Lincoln visited than any community in the country.
The community is very proud of their Lincoln tour, with interesting stories for all ages. Traveling the countryside in Pittsfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.